You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, Melissa Etheridge is on our phone. We are so stoked, and I know you hear it all the time. Oh, my God, I saw you back when?
But you did.
Well, I'll tell you this. Both of us, when we found out we were going to have the chance to talk to you, we were as excited as you were when you found out you were going to play with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I don't know if anybody could ever get that excited.
Bruce is your guy, isn't he?
I was just thinking about him just a minute ago because he has a book out now. And I'm like, I just thought, I got to get that book. I want to read because there's so much in. I want to see if I'm in it. But I want to see, he's such a hero of mine. And he just made the music. He made the myth. He furthered that rock and roll story. You know, you can just see it from the South and how it comes up through, you know, Elvis Presley. And then he, you know, takes it. It's just that what music does for us. That's what he did.
I was going to say, that's kind of the direction that you have gone in with your new album, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly it. I'm really in love with it. I think it's having been around music now, having music being my work, my life, my everything, except for my family and my wife, of course.
Yes.
But you know, I'm fortunate enough to think about it all day long. It's my work. So I've really gotten into the history, the rich history of where this music came from and what it meant and socially what it contributed to. And so falling into my new album, Memphis Rock and Soul, and there was a record label, Stax Records, that had, you know, there was Motown, there was, you had all those different record labels, but Stax at this time was this amazing, it was a mix of black and white. You could have, I mean, you had Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett and Sam and Dave, and these songs that were soul songs that you just brought you to your knees. And that's what I just fell in love with Stax. I went down there to Memphis, played with these guys, and made a record, and I'm crazy about it.
I don't know if you always realize how big you truly are, but it's really, though, but it's brought you to the point where you can do, now you can record whatever the heck you want to record. You know?
It's Melissa Etheridge.
Yes, it is. Gone are the days. And Melissa, I have to share this with you because I did not know that my partner went through the same thing. Your Little Secret, the song I Want to Come Over.
Yeah.
I don't know. When was that out? Almost
95.
Yeah, 20 years ago. Me and my two roommates, the girls, we were the party house. We were the fun ones. We're all singing along to that. You know, I want to come over to hell with, and my friend says, to hell with the concert plans.
I know.
Is that pretty typical?
It is. There's a book published about misunderstood lyrics, and that's one of them. And at this point, no, when I go back and listen to the song, it sounds like concert plans to me.
Ah,
oh, thank God.
But it's not. I'm like, oh my God, I would never say that. I would never say to hell. I would never not show up for a show.
Yeah.
One. Two, it's consequence. But I think, and I remember thinking, I wonder if I sing this word, because the melody doesn't quite fit how you say the word.
Right.
It's usually consequence. But I went, consequence. And so it doesn't really land on the ear, and thus concert plans is what everyone's.
Because I got into an argument going, what's wrong with the concert plans? Doesn't she want to go to the concert?
Doesn't she want to go play? No, I need to go sing.
I will tell you this, Melissa Etheridge, the lyrics that I really found very passionate, and when I first heard them, I thought, whoa. I would dial the numbers just to listen to your breath. I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. I would stand inside my hell.
Was that a happy time for you, Melissa?
Doesn't that just have little hearts and birds around it? No.
Oh, my God.
No, maybe kind of a dark kind of, yeah.
And you follow that up with, you don't know how far I'd go. I think I do now.
Oh, I think I do, especially at this point in my life.
But still, I want you to, you talking to me right now is more important than anything.
Well, I'll tell you this, the passion that you did with those songs, you bring to life with your new album, and it sounds
awesome. Oh, my God,
awesome.
It sounds so good.
I actually was listening to my album earlier. Because I actually really enjoy it.
Because you said, you know what, I am pretty good, actually. I am really good.
Do you do that, Melissa? Do you sit in your house and when people come over, listen to me?
Listen to this song. Listen to this refrain. How great is this?
So, only of, like, new things that they haven't heard. I'm certainly not going to sit them down to albums that have that they listen to for 20 years and go, can we listen to this again? No. But you know what? My wife is such a, she's a wonderful fan. And she will, when we're driving in the car, I say, what do you want to listen to? She goes, well, you know, I want to listen to her.
Aww.
And, you know. And so we'll put on one of my old records because she wants to listen to it. It's really sweet.
Well, she has good taste because every once in a while I make a drive down to Phoenix to see my brother and sister. And especially if I'm just in the car by myself, I put down the top. And I swear to God, I'll put in your album, Yes, I Am, and just crank it up.
This is the big secret. Guys like me.
Yeah.
I relate to guys. They can relate to this stuff I've been through.
And, exactly. And by the way, before we let you go, you stay out of everybody else's business.
Yes, sir.
Got in trouble this week, didn't you?
You know.
You're such a busybody.
You know, it's there's something that pushes a button.
Well, yeah, when somebody says something about a friend.
Yeah, and, you know, you can't win in that court of whatever that, the weird stuff we have going on with media and everything.
Yeah.
You can't win. And, you know, so there you go. So,
okay.
And if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, of course, you and Brad Pitt have been friends for a very long time. And just personally, I think that this whole thing should just be left alone. People are going through a hard time, and let it be, and their kids, and everybody just, you know, STFU, as the kids would say. Sorry. Melissa, it is October, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you are 10 years cancer-free.
Even better, 12 years.
12, wow.
Yes.
Nice. Good
for you.
You.
Yeah.
And you are healthy, and, you know, is this something that you caught early on? Like I say, it is October, and I think people should know.
I think when it's about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I think that can be health awareness. It's awareness of, especially as we go into this season of Halloween, and then it's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas, and all of a sudden the sugary treats come out. We're not out walking and exercising as much because, you know, it's cold. And so just be aware of your health. And that's where cancer starts, is when we get way out of balance, if we lose our sleep and such. So be aware of yourself. Examine yourself when things change. When your energy goes way down, that's the first sign.
Melissa, the new album, of course, Memphis Rock and Soul, it is in stores, of course, on Amazon, all of that good stuff. I do have to ask you this because you have so many great songs, and I ask a lot of artists that we talk to this. Have you ever walked into wherever, Melissa, a bar, a nightclub, and heard anybody doing one of your songs either exceptionally well or you were sorry you heard it?
Well, usually if someone is going to cover my songs, they got to know kind of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard it on karaoke. People haven't known that I've heard it, and I've been walking by a bar and I heard someone singing it once. And she was pretty good. And
good.
There was a bar that a live band was playing it, and I jumped up on the stage and
right
sang
on.
With them, and it was really fun.
Right on.
Is that the coolest?
Yeah.
I mentioned Heart, and I, you know, they used to go out on their own as the Love Mongers and just play those little bars. Do you miss that occasionally?
Occasionally. I love me a little bar.
Yeah.
Well, I can book it for you. I can...
I know it.
Well, I'll call you.
Man.
You know what? I hate to hang up. I know we got to let you go.
And you've got a lot to do, but we, what a pleasure and honestly, just an honor to finally talk to you. I know one bass riff, one, and that is to Similar Features. That's it.
That's a good one.
That's all I know.
All right. Melissa Etheridge, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.